This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Uh-oh, somebody in trouble.
That's right.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yeah, we had to play that music because you're right. Someone, Hugh, is in some trouble. So I thought a lot of Phillies yesterday had a good first day. You know, Alec Bohm and most of the relief pitchers, Zach Wheeler, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, all leading to a victory. But, Hugh, there was one member of the bullpen yesterday that I don't even know if an investigation is needed. I just think this one might be closed and shut this case. Hugh, this you may call this an overreaction, and okay. I don't care, okay?
Okay.
I'm out on Jordan Romano. I'm out.
What'd he do to you?
He stunk yesterday. His stuff looked so flat in that inning. His fastball was, 95. I mean, I'm seeing relievers left and right yesterday come out of the bullpen just throwing 98, 99, 100 like it's nothing. He's at 95. That's not special anymore. And that slider, that looked like a frisbee thrown up there at the plate. That was an easy hit for Garcia. Hitting a batter, walking a batter. I know John Brager said maybe it was first opening day jitters. You were giving the excuse of the cold.
I just said it was kind of chilly.
It wasn't chilly for Jose Alvarado. It wasn't chilly for Zach Wheeler. It wasn't chilly for Mackenzie Gore.
You have got to stop.
It was chilly for Jordan Romano.
I'm just saying, I'm out. Man, some people ain't built for the cold like that, man.
Okay, but we have to be.
Like,
we are going to play games deep into October.
No, I mean, yeah. I'm just saying it was probably a little, you know, with the quick start and everything, it just didn't happen. Everybody ain't up to the occasion.
You know, I was going to put Jordan Romano in Philly's jail. I might put you in Philly's jail.
Kyle is thoroughly irritated.
I can't take it.
I need Romano in Philly's jail until he pitches well.
So I'm with you. I'm out on Jordan Romano. Yeah. I do want to point out, because I find this funny, I'm the one that overreacted to something that the Phillies have done for 2 years yesterday. Mm-hmm. We see a reliever pitch one game. Jail.
The guy's guilty.
But I'm the one that overreacted.
I keep telling y'all, this is the Sixers' fault, man.
What?
It goes back to the Sixers for me.
Why? Because what does that do with Jordan Romano?
Well, because we are overreacting to everything.
Are we out of practice reacting to games?
Yes.
It's been 2 months?
Yes. Because the last game we had a chance to react to, I mean, think about it.
It was the Super Bowl.
Well,
in essence, we have
checked out our bridge.
You know what I just realized? If we eliminate the Flyers and Sixers because their seasons have been over forever, right? You know the last time the three of us reacted to a loss? It was the Commanders game where we yelled about if they would have won if Jalen didn't get hurt. That was in December. It was before Christmas.
We pulled a torch today. We checked out.
That all being said, I'm out on Romano.
You know what? So he's in jail officially?
He's in Philly jail.
Guilty!
Yeah.
We pulled a torch. We said, you know what? We're not built for this.
You know what I'm noticing about Hugh?
What?
He will use any excuse. He'll blame anybody but the player for their own failure.
That's not what I'm doing.
You blame the cold weather and the Sixers for Jordan Romano's stinking.
I have perspective and vision, and I just see things differently.
Perspective and vision.
I'm just saying, I see it differently.
This guy's throwing junk up there.
I'm not going to lie.
How about for once we say Jordan Romano's stuck instead of, it's the Sixers' fault.
No,
it's weather's fault. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, he did stink yesterday. I'm talking about the fact that we're overreacting.
Is it an overreaction to put him in Philly's jail after
he's
one game?
Jail.
Yes,
maybe.
It is.
Maybe it is.
That's a real overreaction.
Okay. He can get out on with good behavior.
Guilty.
Two good outings, he's out
Guilty.
Of Philly's jail.
And then he put the lock and chain behind it.
Now, was this actually reverse engineered? Did we look for a reason to use that audio?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
we did.
Okay. Maybe we did. But Romano stunk either way.
So. My question is off of this Phillies jail thing that we're doing. Does Tywan Walker begin the season jail?
Let Joe tell it, yes.
Or is he on probation?
He's on probation.
I feel like he's got to be in jail. I mean, he's like a 50 ERA last year.
Or could we put him on house arrest? Like if he even steps outside,
and
he
got
back
mad,
to jail.
And he got mad when...
I think he's on parole. He was in jail.
Y'all take it too far.
Well, I mean, the guy has stolen millions of dollars from an organization.
Yeah, if anything, he's been locked up and he's on parole.
Yeah, one more bad outing.
We're monitoring the situation.
We're throwing that key away.
All right. Romano's in jail.
Yeah, Romano's in Philly's jail.
Guilty!
Let's be real.
That guilty is priceless, though.
When you watched Romano pitch yesterday, did you feel like, you know what, this was a good $8 million spent by the Phillies?
That wasn't the first thought.
I was like,
ooh, baby. If this thing goes south, I was like, boy, it's going to be a tough Friday.
So I think with him, obviously we're having fun with the jail thing. I think if he was coming off a good year, I could say, all right, just, you know, first outing, whatever, it's March. He was hurt last year and didn't pitch well. So, you know, with relief pitchers, they're good and then they lose it. They're almost like kickers in a way. Like they'll be good and then they could lose it all of a sudden. I don't know if Romano has lost it. I just know he didn't look very good yesterday. And they need him because it's pretty thin, the right-handed relievers beyond him. It's Kirkering. I mean, I don't know who else they trust out there. Maybe Jose Ruiz, but he was more of like a sixth inning guy last year.
Yeah.
They need him.
And Romano can get out of jail. He just needs to do his time.
Yes.
We need to see improvement.
We rehabilitate
him. And we will open up those gates.
That's right. But right now, he's in there.
He's in jail, man.
Officially guilty.
The lock and key thing.
The new toy, man.
Yeah, that's wild. We need to figure out a way to use that more, though.
The guilty?
With the guilty. Wait,
I think we found it. We're putting people in Philly's jail this year.
Yeah, that, but just the guilty is just...
You want the plain guilty?
Guilty!
I don't know what possessed him to say it like that.
Was that when Fran wore a Diamondbacks jersey before the NLCS?
No, that was actually about Elliot, I believe. I think he does a thing where he litigates whether or not a host or somebody at WIP is culpable of something moronic.
The other weird noise was when Fran wore the jersey. That one gets me. Every time. All right, 215-592-9494. Your reaction to all this, did you like what you saw from the Phillies yesterday? You could chime in if you thought the verdict on Romano was fair or not. I think it was a very fair trial on Jordan Romano.
Yeah.
And he is
open a junk case.
You said that was straight face, though. It was a very
the evidence
fair.
Is overwhelming. Okay, did you see him yesterday?
I'm not arguing with you, Joe.
And then what's
I'm
going not, on with his eyes? Like, he's like, yeah. I don't know if he was shocked.
He actually looks like he might belong to
the hair lights.
Or some sort of facility.
I don't know what was going on. You all right over there?
Good.
Okay.
Is that the Sixers' fault, too?
No, sometimes you just, when you have a thought, you probably need to keep it to yourself.
Instead of trying to walk it back? Don't say it? Jump out ahead of that? All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Richard in North Philly's up. Hey, Richard.
Yes, Hugh, what you was talking about a couple hours ago with people being mad and... It's called displacement. I had a lot of psychology courses. That's the term you were thinking about.
Displaced anger.
Here.
Yeah, displaced anger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
Kyle got, man.
I did a lot of those psych classes in college. Going back to Joe, Trey Turner stinks.
Guilty.
You know, Richard, I don't disagree. Just I'm not that mad at him for yesterday. I thought his at-bats were better yesterday than the last couple years.
Okay, Joe, did you see the bat in the 10th inning with a guy on third base and one out, and he popped up to the pitcher?
I did, yeah. I saw it.
That's awful. Marsh was awful. and Castellanos. It's the same lineup.
Well, they juggled it around, though. Same lineup, same. Say they just put it in different places, like rearranging the chairs in the Titanic.
Right, and that game with Wheeler yesterday reminded me when he pitched the 1-0 game against the Mets, but didn't get no run support in the Mets. That game yesterday reminded me of the same thing.
It was similar. Now you're right. Fortunately, we came back and scored at the end. In the Mets game, we didn't do that. I was at that game, Richard. Game 1 of the playoffs last year. That was a gut punch, especially because there were a bunch of Mets fans in my section, and they were having too good of a time, Richard. It was not fun.
Right. So Trey Turner would be lucky if he hits 220, and that's because you might get a couple infield hits.
I think he'll be better if he's. Well, goodness gracious.
Displaced anger, by the way.
If he's 220, we're going to have a problem here. All right, Richard, what do you got for us? A sports venue we should check out.
Wrigley Field. Great venue.
You know what? Classic, Richard. Nothing wrong with that one. That's great. I've never been to Wrigley.
Been before.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that?
Ain't that far, right?
Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago's not exactly close. What would you consider close versus far? Chicago does. Like when I think I don't think close.
That's about what, an 8-10 hour trip?
I would think. I drove
about eight to 10. Wait a minute, let me see.
I drove to Indiana once, and that took about 11 or 12. So, yeah, I would think 8 to 10 for Wrigley. Is that about right? You pop it in the Google Maps?
I'm putting it in the Googly.
You planning a trip? You want to go to Wrigley?
No, I'm saying it's 11 hours.
Live show from Wrigley this summer?
Yeah, 11 hours.
Let's check out
hours.
When the Phillies go out there. I'd go to Wrigley.
17, we got some tow. If we left right now, we can get there by 11 o'clock.
Why are we going now?
I'm just saying. I was just saying if that was what we wanted to do.
They're actually out there later this month. Phillies at Cubs. Friday the 25th of April. You want to go to Wrigley?
Or we just make a plan? You ain't even talk to nobody. You just making plans like that?
I'm asking you. I mean,
fine. We can go. I've been in Chicago.
Yeah?
Deep dish pizza.
Didn't you not like Chicago when we talked about it?
I loved Chicago.
He did. I don't like Chicago, but I mean, we're going.
What's wrong with Chicago?
I'm going to get there and eat some pizza and go to the game and go back. Chicago's different.
It's not really that different. It's another big city. It's actually, if anything.
Chicago's different.
I'm sorry. It's a lot cleaner than Philly.
That doesn't surprise me.
It depends on what you got. Well, see, it's clear that the parts of Chicago that you've been in and
hold on.
So are you talking about Wrigleyville or a different spot?
I'm a different spot.
Well, yeah, okay, because you brought this up the last time Chicago came up. If you're visiting a city, are you planning on going to the worst parts or the best parts?
Well, like,
I'd
go to the best parts.
See,
yeah, thanks.
I have family in Chicago, okay. So they were, and you know, it's a little bit sketchy.
They were where they were.
They were.
There's sketchy parts of every city, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I ain't trying. You know,
all right, maybe we can can this.
Yeah, maybe
trip.
Don't go to the bad parts.
I would like to get some deep dish pizza, though.
Okay, I mean, you know, we could get a Phillies Cubs playoff series this year. We could plan that out. We can go to do a show from Wrigley. I'm in. All right, let's go to Aaron, who's up from San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Aaron, what's going on?
Surprise, surprise. The Phillies are who we thought they are.
You know, they did win yesterday.
You know, if it's not for a wild pitch, the storyline is another wasted quality outing by Zach Wheeler. 19 strikeouts, 2 solo home runs, and our bullpen lost the game in late innings. What has changed?
Well, not a lot, but they won the game, Aaron. Their best pitcher pitched well, and their two best offensive players hit home runs. I mean, and their bullpen, other than one guy who we just put in jail, pitched pretty well.
You know, your excuses for Trey Turner, too, you sound like you're talking about Aiden Miller or Crawford, who is making their major league debut and their first outing. This guy's a $300 million man.
This is the first time anyone has accused me of making an excuse for Trey Turner. So this is a new one. But I just thought yesterday, like, it's one game. If that ball he hit to center field drops,
it's a different story.
Right. Is it particularly different the way he approached his plate appearances? It's the same thing. He just didn't get a hit yesterday.
Hey, Hugh, you know what they say about excuses, right?
Yeah.
They're like a certain part of the human anatomy. Everybody's got one, and they all stink.
Oh, you know that one.
Excuse me.
Oh, no, I thought it was something else.
By the way, you know what's out there in the hallway? There's like a little nook over there where they drop off, you know, food and stuff and boxes. Aaron, I'm sorry I'm bringing this up, but you brought me here. There's a bidet out there, everybody. Someone dropped a bidet off at the studio. I don't know why. I don't know who it's addressed to, but it's out there. Like, it's as if someone sent sweatshirts here like they did last week. Today we have a bidet. So just want to make sure everyone knows.
Maybe they listened to Carmen's phone call, but he was stinky ass.
I didn't fart. When Aaron
why are you lying? Why you lying?
I didn't fart. I know what it sounded like, but I ain't fart.
Joe, with those excuses you're making today, you need to go wash your mouth out in that bidet.
Listen, there's no excuses. I thought Trey Turner had better at-bats. I mean, I'll crush the guy when I think he stinks. I thought he had better bats. Yeah, Aaron, you want me to be fair about Trey Turner yesterday? His defense stunk again yesterday. He didn't catch the ball when JT threw to second base on the steal attempt. And that pop-up that fell in left field, if he looks up, the guy on third base is not moving. He could have thrown to second base and got an out. So he's still a butcher in the field. You bet you're happier now?
You know what? To be honest, you know, let's give Trey Turner a break. Yesterday was a baseball card picture day.
Oh.
And he looked like he was swinging and posing for those pictures.
Well, he also had the bat fly out of his hand at one point. Aaron, what should we go to? What's our venue we should go to?
You know, I'll tell you, I went to that Eagles-Rams game at SoFi Stadium this year, and that was one heck of an experience. Looked like walking into a spaceship.
Yeah, it's always interesting when I see it from the outside, because isn't a part of it built underneath the ground?
Yeah, it's built in the ground, but it's not like you would think it's an indoor stadium, but it's not. It's actually built where the air flows through it. And it doesn't have walls. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think another Super Bowl's could be there in a couple years. So maybe that's the next time the Eagles will be there. Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. SoFi Stadium.
SoFi. I heard it's pretty nice.
I mean, it is interesting.
Because Mike Quick was talking about it. He was talking about the when we had a chance to talk to him.
It's built in the ground. So, like, the bottom level, you're actually underneath the regular surface.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it might be a cool venue, but I don't know about how good of like an atmosphere it is.
Well, also compared to some of these like all-time places, this is just a newer state.
Like, Inglewood,
California, yeah.
I mean, like inside, like they get taken over by every visiting fan base.
They do. Well,
which might be, I guess, a cool experience if, you know, traveling Eagles fans, but like...
We saw that this year with the Saquon 255 game.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, compared to some of the other ones, I agree.
Make sure you wear the right colors when you go to SoFi.
To Inglewood? You don't want to get yourself
in trouble?
I'm just saying. Is Eagles green okay?
You can wear green.
Okay.
I think, but there's a thing in California, there's certain hats you can't wear. Like, if you wear your hat.
Oh, you don't want to be mistaken for something when you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a problem.
Like, you really don't want to be mistaken.
Seems like a problem. David in the Northeast. What's up, David?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, David. What's up?
19 strikeouts.
Yeah.
It could have been 14-2.
14. Yeah, 14 would be better than 19.
Get that math.
Whatever. They won the game. I agree with you with that. Oh, hey, Lou, how you doing, you?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing, Dave?
Just wanted to give you pops, you know.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
you're
you.
There. Okay?
Appreciate you.
So, David, what do you think? Are you happy with the way they played or not happy?
No.
Because of the strikeouts?
The strikeouts.
Yeah, but they won.
Who's teaching them how to hit short ball?
Who's teaching them,
small
that, Joe?
Ball.
Who's teaching them
short,
how to
short ball? Short ball.
Come on now,
Topper, or Kevin Long. Yeah, Kevin Long.
You know what you're talking about. Don't act like you don't know what you're talking about.
Small ball.
You want more bunting?
Short ball, small ball.
Same thing.
You know what? I like short ball better. Let's do short ball. Let's play short ball.
It's the opposite of the long ball.
The ball. Okay, they're hitting their home runs. Okay. What in between? In between.
Strikeouts.
No. Between home runs, nothing's happening.
Because they're striking out.
Turner's dropping balls. Terminology, Swiss cheese.
Well, Turner's a butcher in the field. We know that.
Hugh, thoughts?
Okay.
No.
Afraid to hit left-handed pitchers?
Miss Joe.
Can they put him up against left-handers?
Who, Turner?
To practice hitting?
Or Marsh?
But Turner.
Turner. Well, he's supposed to hit lefties. That's why he's the leadoff hitter against lefties. He's supposed to be good at that.
Okay, well, I've already wasn't. Right or left?
Got you.
Yeah.
In your face.
You know?
In your face.
Right or left?
Not the moron.
He's got to be better either way. I mean, David, I agree with that. I mean, I agree.
You know, I think what he ought to do is maybe kind of see some tapes about how Larry Boa done it.
Oh, watch the Larry old Larry Boa. Well, always, Larry, but Larry, Larry, Larry wasn't. Yeah. Larry didn't hit much.
Give me my time. Larry Boa was first hitter.
Stop cutting him off, man.
Back in the day. Mm. Either he walked or he hit or he laid down a nice suicide bunt.
So you want Trey to be more like Larry Boa?
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe.
Good talk.
How about practicing more hitting? Instead of looking at balls whiz by them.
You can't let the balls. Can't let them balls whiz by you.
No, that's a mistake. Mm-hmm. You can't do that.
We're dropping.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, Larry Boa didn't hit that much. He was more of a glove first kind of player.
Well, you know, he's got to try to hit him. I don't know what else to say. Now, okay, Joe, here's another thing. Mm-hmm. You talk about the reliever.
Yeah, Romano. I put him in jail. I put him in Philly jail.
Yeah, he in jail.
Guilty!
Guilty.
Yeah, you got to kick out of that one, too.
All right.
All right, David.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question.
I'm ready.
Can you hit his 95 mile an hour pitch?
Can I hit Romano? No. I can't hit Romano, no.
I think I got a shot.
But they didn't pay him $8 million to get me out. They paid him $8 million to get Major League
himself. Kind of judge what you say about him. He stinks this, he stinks
so
that.
So you think I was too hard on Romano?
Maybe.
Okay.
That's not a definite.
Did you like what you saw yesterday?
That's not a definite.
Did you think he pitched well, David? David, come on. You know ball. Did you think he pitched well yesterday?
He's got feelings, Joe.
I'm sure he does.
David, they don't care enough about feelings. They hurt my feelings every day.
I got feelings.
You got feelings.
I'm not ripping you, David. I like you. You're a good caller.
Clanging the chain on the chain. Yeah, I got feelings.
It is calling with down south.
Yeah. All right, Dave, we'll talk again soon. I like David. There's potential there for David.
To do what?
As a great WIP caller.
He kind of dominated you.
Yeah. I don't know about the Romano thing. He has feelings.
He is in jail, so.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do about that right now.
Nothing more than feelings.
Let's go to Richie in Philly. What's up, Richie?
Hey, how you doing, Joe? I'm a former teacher. I'm a retired history English teacher. And I think Kyle used the wrong word accidentally. Kyle, you there?
He's here.
What's up?
Talking about the shadows, and you said, allow me to pontificate.
Uh-oh. Pontificate, sir?
No, hold on. That's not what I said. You were.
Yes.
I said I was pontificating.
You know what pontificate means? to give an opinion in a pompous or irritating manner. I don't think you meant that.
I mean, that can apply, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Richie's kind of cooking you. I'm lying.
Yeah, I am. Well, I can't help but being retired. I want to say a couple of positive things, Joe. I've been to a few ballparks, and I was telling Kyle, you know, you can't say, well, if we play an afternoon game in L.A., every park is different. I lived in L.A. for a while, and I went to Chicago with Wrigley Field. I went to Boston. Every park is different for you can't replicate, you know, the sun angle and things like that. So I think it was, you know, it played a part. That's what I'm saying. You know, it played a part.
I agree. Yeah, and I could tell by how quickly both starting pitchers, Richie, were trying to get the ball back and throw it again. They wanted to get through as many of those innings as they could within an hour and a half. Yep.
I'll let you go. And then one of your callers, Kenny, says, well, the catchers weren't having a problem. Well, I guarantee I could probably, at my age, I'm in my 70s, I could probably catch Josh Hader, but I couldn't hit him in a million years.
Yeah, well, that one seems way harder than the other, for sure.
No, exactly. No, because I didn't see catchers rocking the ball. Of course not. You know, that being said, I want to say I really was happy with the game. I really like a lot. I like Kepler. And I'll tell you why. The fans are going to be very happy with him. I followed baseball for years very closely when he played for, what was it, Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
he has power. He's very good plate discipline. He walks a lot. I think a few years back in 2019, he hit 36 home runs. The weird thing was he struck out less than 100 times. Within the 90s, but you'd be hard-pressed to find a hitter with over 30 home runs that struck out less than 100 times.
You'd be hard-pressed to find almost any hitter, Richie, now that strikes out less, like a regular player that strikes out less than 100. It's pretty rare now.
But to hit 36 homers with you is what I'm saying.
Yep.
You know, so I was happy with it. And just cool, you know, chill out, guys. It's a long season. We won the game and things like that. And, you know, I felt a little bit strange with Romano, too. He looked like he was kind of, to me, he looked like he was kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? Maybe to Hugh's point, he was cold. Maybe, I hope he's healthy. I mean, Richie, he did have an injury last year. But you're right. That's a good word. He looked uncomfortable yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't look like he was feeling, you know, in a groove there. Richie, give us a place we should go. Yes.
Yeah, I was, my senior year at St. Joe's, I was in Germany. In Munich, I don't know. Did you ever go to a World Cup final? My God,
no, but that's
seen that on television. Those people,
they're nuts. It's totally it's another thing altogether.
I like that.
Munich. Yeah, it's great. It's just awesome, and the noise all game long. It was Germany against I forget who they're playing, the Netherlands in '74. You know. My senior year in college.
It's a good one, Richie. There's something about those big soccer events, whether it be you know, the Olympics, the World Cup, obviously the biggest
people
one.
Yeah, people are bananas. Yeah, that's bananas.
Or even like some of the Premier League you know, rivalries they have. Bananas is a good word. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls in the Phillies, the win on opening day. Did you like what you saw? And as we do every day at 1 o'clock, it's the Daily Mock. Who are the Eagles taking in the latest NFL mock draft? 215-592-9494. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers a chance to take a swing at $500,000 in bonus bets every day from March 27th through the 30th, this Thursday through Sunday. It's all part of the $500,000 daily home run jackpot. All you have to do is use your jackpot profit boost on a player to homer. And if they go yard, not only will you get bigger winnings on your home run bet, but you also get a share of that day's $500,000 jackpot. This season on FanDuel, big wins. We're on deck. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Look for the daily home run jackpot. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Your home for betting home runs. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.